In my Bible, there's a commentary about this particular psalm, and I want to share it with you because it's about commitment and how David, when he wrote the psalms, he wrote most of them, not all of them, but he wrote most of them as he was crying out to the Lord, seeking wisdom and grace, and how he got to be called a man after God's own heart. And if you know the story of David, he wasn't really a good person for a long time, even though he had a relationship with God, but he kind of drifted away. And he came back and repented right after his son that he had to Bathsheba, when he passed away. He come to realize that he couldn't go to be, the son couldn't come back to be with him, but he could go to be with the son, saying that we have eternal life. So he repented and asked God for forgiveness. And since that, God said, David, you're a man after my own heart. And guess what? That's the same with us. If we repent and ask for forgiveness and receive that forgiveness through the shed blood, we are people of God's own heart. I digress. In verses 5 and 6, it says, commit everything you do to the Lord and trust him and he will help you. And that's about commitment. This is the commentary. Whether we check our bags at the airport terminal, we commit them to the carrier to be transported to our final destination. We are, in a sense, trusting people we don't even know to care for all of our possessions. When we commit ourselves in obedience to the Lord, we are trusting our behavior and decisions to be his guidance, putting ourselves, well, with all of our baggage, we all have baggage, giving all of our baggage and giving it into his hands. So how much more than an anonymous airline worker can the God who knows you and loves you to be trusted with our final destination? Brings me back to that little thing that we were talking about, flight 2024 or 25, that we had passed out.